This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 96.
В эфире 96-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим об особых умениях и навыках, в том числе и о ваших. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Beauty.
Красота.
Case.
Корпус часов.
Chime.
Бой часов.
Clock.
Часы настольные, стенные, стоячие.
Watch.
Часы карманные, наручные.
Clockmaker.
Часовщик, часовых дел мастер.
Cutter. Person.
Резчик.
Hobby.
Хобби, любимое занятие.
Finisher.
Отделочник.
Merchant.
Купец. Торговец.
Sound.
Звук.
Switzerland.
Швейцария.
To earn a living.
Зарабатывать на жизнь.
To admire.
Восхищаться.
To assemble.
Собирать.
To correct.
Исправлять, корректировать.
To finish wood.
Отделывать.
To repair.
Чинить, ремонтировать.
Comforting.
Успокаивающий.
Common.
Обычный.
Popular.
Популярный.
Proud.
Гордый.
Skillful.
Искусный.
Skillfully.
Умело, хорошо сделано.
Sadly.
Печально, грустно. В данном случае, к сожалению. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает мастерскую, где изготавливаются часы, и беседует с часовым мастером. Они говорят об особом мастерстве, которым обладают мастера часовых дел.
Isn't that a beautiful sound?
Yes, it is. It's not a common sound.
Sadly, it isn't. People don't have clocks anymore.
Surely they have clocks. I agree they don't have clocks like yours.
I don't call those modern things clocks.
Well, let's talk about your clocks. How did you get started as a clockmaker?
I came from Switzerland when I was a young boy. Of course, I wasn't a clockmaker then.
Did any of your family make clocks?
No, they were merchants. My father came here to open a store. But I knew about clocks and watches. I was very interested in them.
Why?
I don't know exactly. I admired the skill, I think. I loved the beauty of the large clocks. I liked the sound.
So how did you get started, Mr. Herman?
It was just a hobby at first. I worked in my father's store. In my free time, I made a clock. Then I made another, and another. Finally, I stopped working in the store and only made clocks.
You're very skillful. This one is very beautiful.
Yes, listen to it chime.
I like it.
I'm very proud of that clock.
Can you make watches?
I'm not very interested. They're too small.
You have many large clocks. Tell me about these.
These are called grandfather clocks. Grandfather clocks were very popular in the past. They're very large for most homes today.
And very expensive.
This is the largest one I have made. It's 7 feet tall. I made it for the bank.
There are so many skills involved. Tell me how you begin. Do you make the inside first or the outside first?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. Usually I start with the inside, the clock itself, the working part.
That must take a lot of work and skill.
It does. I don't make the parts, of course. I buy the parts from Switzerland.
But you put them all together to make the clock.
Right. Then when the clock is working, I make the outside, the case.
I admire your skill. Can you earn a living making clocks?
I make clocks and I repair clocks. I can make a living. I'm not rich, of course.
But you're doing what you want to do.
Yes. I want you to see this clock. I didn't make this one.
It's very interesting. Where did it come from?
It's from an old school in the city. I think it was made in America, but it doesn't say on the clock.
Is that unusual?
Very. It's very skillfully made.
Когда мы восхищаемся чьим-то мастерством, мы употребляем такие выражения, как That's wonderful. Чудесно, замечательно. That's very good. Очень хорошо. Мы также употребляем такие слова, как skill, мастерство, искусство, умение. Skillful, умелый, искусный. Skillfully, умело, искусно. Послушайте несколько предложений.
You are very skillful.
It's very skillfully made.
I admire your skill.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You're very skillful.
You're very skillful.
I admire your skill.
I admire your skill.
It's very skillfully made.
It's very skillfully made.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
It's very interesting.
It's very interesting.
Теперь вы, пожалуйста, похвалите мастерство и искусство некоторых мастеров, изделия которых упоминает Мартин. Но сначала послушайте два примера.
This is a very old clock.
It's very beautiful.
I made this clock.
I admire your skill.
А сейчас послушайте Мартина и прокомментируйте его предложение.
This clock is from an old school.
Говорите живее. It's very beautiful.
I like this grandfather clock.
Живее. I admire the skill of the watchmaker. Мартин продолжает интервью с часовым мастером о мастерстве и умениях, необходимых для изготовления часов.
Do you like the sound of clocks?
Yes, I do. They're comforting.
They are. People my age grew up with clocks in the house. We had a large clock in our living room. My father brought it with him from Switzerland.
Do you have clocks in your home?
Too many. My wife says we have too many.
Okay, first you make the clock.
I put it together. I assemble it.
Right. That must take a lot of skill.
In the beginning it was difficult. Now it's easy.
Then you make the case.
Usually I work that way. First I make the clock, next I make the case.
Tell me how you make the case.
First I select the wood.
What kind of wood do you like?
I use all kinds. For the clocks with chimes, I use hardwoods.
Why is that?
It sounds better. The hardwoods make the chimes sound very nice. Softwoods make the chimes sound dull, uninteresting.
What next?
Then I measure everything. Next, I cut the wood.
What about the glass?
That's next. I put the wood pieces together first. Then I cut the glass and fit it into the wooden case.
And then you put the clock inside?
Not yet. I have to finish the wood first. That's easier before I put the clock inside.
I can't believe there are so many skills. You have to know so many things.
That's right. I have to put the clock together.
You have to be a skillful clockmaker.
Then I have to make the case out of wood.
You have to be a skillful woodworker.
Next, I have to cut the glass.
That means you're a skillful glass cutter.
Then I have to finish the wooden case.
Finally, you're a skillful wood finisher.
Not finally. It isn't done yet.
There's more.
I have to make sure that the clock runs properly.
Tell me about that.
I can't correct the clock until it's finished. After I put it all together, I correct the clock.
What does that mean?
The clocks always run too fast or too slow. I have to correct them.
That's another skill.
It's not difficult. It usually takes a few days to get it right.
Why is that?
I change it a little one day, then I check it the next day, then I change it a little more, then the next day a little more until it's correct.
And they sound terrific.
Послушайте, как Мартин рассказывает о разных умениях и навыках, необходимых часовому мастеру.
You have to be a skillful clockmaker. You have to be a skillful woodworker. That means you're a skillful glass cutter. Finally, you're a skillful wood finisher.
Давай Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
My friend has a lot of skills.
My friend has a lot of skills.
She is a wonderful cook.
She is a wonderful cook.
He is a skillful glass cutter.
He is a skillful glass cutter.
Picasso is a great artist.
Picasso is a great artist.
We have very good producers at the Voice of America.
We have very good producers at the Voice of America.
My friend is a very good woodworker.
My friend is a very good woodworker.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и расскажите о том, что вы умеете делать, о своих умениях и навыках, своем мастерстве.
Are you a skillful cook?
Говорите живее. Yes, I am.
Are you a good writer?
Живее. Yes, I am. Или no, I'm not.
Do you know how to sing?
Yes, I do. Или no, I don't.
Do you know how to work with wood? Mr. Herman, how many clocks do you have in this shop?
I don't know. Probably 300.
Are they all for sale?
No, I like some of them too much. That's a problem, isn't it?
I would want to keep them all. It takes unusual skill to make such beautiful clocks.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительное. Красота.
Beauty. Beauty.
Корпус часов.
Case. Case.
Часы настольные, стенные, стоячие, висячие.
Clock. Clock.
Часы карманные, наручные.
Watch. Watch.
Бой часов.
Chime. Chime.
Часовщик. Часовых дел мастер.
Clockmaker. Clockmaker.
Резчик.
Cutter. Cutter.
Отделочник.
Finisher. Finisher.
Хобби. Любимое занятие.
Hobby. Hobby.
Купец. Торговец.
Merchant. Merchant.
Звук.
Sound. Sound.
Швейцария.
Switzerland. Switzerland.
Мастерство.
Skill. Skill.
Глаголы. Восхищаться.
To admire. To admire.
Собирать.
To assemble. To assemble.
Исправлять, корректировать.
To correct. To correct.
Отделывать.
To finish wood. To finish wood.
Измерять.
To measure. To measure.
Чинить, ремонтировать.
To repair. To repair.
Прилагательное, успокаивающий.
Comforting. Comforting.
Обычный.
Common. Common.
Популярный.
Popular. Popular.
Гордый.
Proud. Proud.
Искусный.
Skillful. Skillful.
Наречие. Печально, грустно, в данном случае, к сожалению.
Sadly. Sadly.
Искусно.
Skillfully. Skillfully.
Выражение «зарабатывать на жизнь».
To make a living. To make a living.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 96-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим о том, чего вы не умеете делать. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Тормоз.
Break.
Привод, передача.
Drive, gear.
Включить коробку передач.
To put the car in gear.
Бензин.
Gasoline.
Капот.
Hood.
Ключ.
Key.
Права.
License.
Список.
List.
Руль.
Wheel.
Нейтральное положение рычага коробки передач.
Neutral gear.
Масло, смазочный материал.
Oil.
Разрешение.
Permit.
Тишина, спокойствие.
Quiet.
Переключение.
Shift.
Радио.
Radio.
Стартер.
Starter.
Стартовать, трогаться с места.
To start.
Шина, покрышка.
Tire.
Автоматическое переключение.
Automatic shift.
Получать удовольствие, наслаждаться.
To enjoy.
Парковать, ставить автомобиль на стоянку.
To park.
Править.
To steer.
Учить, обучать.
To teach.
Автоматически.
Automatic.
Неспособный.
Unable.
Почти.
Almost.
Определенно.
Definitely.
Вперед.
Forward.